No. We'll do it live! Fuck it!
Hey there, cat kittens. I'm Mike Kaufman. Welcome to, yes, I know, two in a row. Name of the show. That rhymed. I got that old rhyme, like, if your balls hang low, if they wobble to and fro, or whatever the fuck it is. That's stuck in my head right now. Mostly because the ice cream man just drove by. Which is weird, because when I grew up, like, part of my life, we had the ice cream man. But part of my life, we lived in an area where they weren't, like, I don't know, they just didn't have the ice cream man. And so, like, I never got to, like, experience him in my formative years. And now when he drives by, I don't know what to do, because I don't carry cash. And I'm sure that the ice cream man does accept debit cards now, because who doesn't? That said, it's still, whatever. Anyways, yes, welcome to Five Star Radio, Walkabout Radio, HalfGuarded.com, HalfGuarded Hour, the show. I really just got to stick to one. I'll be all about branding, and I fuck it up. As you heard with the last episode, was all in the car. This is me doing the walkabout, walking the boys, the brothers McPuggle, because I can't, as always, cannot possibly fucking do anything without some sort of other distraction. It's a nice Saturday afternoon as I'm recording this, several days after I recorded the last one. I now know some of the details to think about what I was talking about last time. Some of them, I'm not really sure. I know more about what's happening in North Carolina. Talk about that. We're not talking about MMA. Actually, I probably could talk about some of it. I think there is a show this Saturday. If there is, Grady will let me know. Slowly but surely, I'm going to work it so that he runs the website and I just make all the money. I'm like Donald Trump, just with more hair. Actually, he probably does technically have more hair than I do. Mine's just everywhere. Anyway, that's a cheese joke. Don't be a hack, is what I always say in life. I have very strict comedic standards, you see. So yeah, I'm just doing the thing where I walk and talk. The audio quality should be decent enough, I think, because no wind. Really still day, a little warm still. I just used the word still twice, and they were both correct. I think when this goes out, it should be Tuesday. Because the other one will go out Monday, which means Monday you'll hear me. Tuesday you'll hear me. Wednesday, we'll have, obviously, Atomic Conversations, the greatest fucking podcast the site actually has. The only one that's professional and on time and regular, like your grandfather wishes he was. Then Thursday is, you know, when the show comes out, or Matt Garrity carries the show. Thursday or Friday, we usually have the Power Hours. I think I'm just listing things. That's what this podcast is. I'm just walking dogs and I list things. Red, blue, green, yellow. I've now just listed colors, just as fucking useful to you. Oh, shut up. I don't know what to talk about. I got fucking nothing. Oh, I got one. For my comic book fans, I hope that Brian Michael Bendis dies a very painful death for being shitty at his job. Yep. That's one. He's not really shitty at his job. Like, some of the stuff he's done has been very good over the years. I love his Ultimate Spider-Man. I love the way that he introduced Miles Morales. I think Miles Morales is a great character. I have been very happy in most regards with how Marvel has handled their attempts at diversity. Because instead of just basically taking a white character and painting them black, they're actually creating characters that feel diverse, acknowledging their diversity without being a slave to it. There's a good word to use. I actually would like to see them go more into the fact that Miles Morales is not black. He's only half black and half, I think, Puerto Rican. Puerto Rico. We talked on the last show about Puerto Rico and Puerto Ricans. Just like a rolling R. I think there's something to be said for that too. Like, hey, everybody focuses on one aspect of his heritage. What about the other? I've been a huge fan of Ms. Marvel. I love Kamala Khan. I think she's a great, great character. I think the creator, writer, I don't know if she's a tech counts as a creator. Maybe it's created in a, by Marvel and she just is doing everything. G. Willow Wilson, I think is her name. I think the G is probably something foreign sounding. That's how you get G. Willow. G. Willow, how are you doing today? Said somebody in that movie, Willow. Nope, there's a dog pooping. And there's me at the end of my leash. Or they're at the end of their leash. What are you doing? Boy, he's just unloading. But I love Ms. Marvel. I think that she handles being a young Muslim woman with dignity. I like that. It's weird because the only real criticism is the fact that they're hanging these characters on the backs of other characters. You know, Miles Morales is, you know, he's still Spider-Man. And part of the story is that, you know, he's honored, he was inspired by Spider-Man. Kamala Khan, Ms. Marvel, she was just a big Ms. Marvel fan. Which actually, I think, as much as it's kind of weird, and I've never liked stuff like that. That's why I've always thought that I had a problem with DC. They're always having these generations. Characters were generational. And they all had like, oh, this version of the Flash and that version. They did things would get passed down, which sounds really good. Like, it's not a bad idea in theory, but in practice it never works because in reality people like characters. We like Peter Parker. Who doesn't like Spider-Man? Everybody likes Peter Parker. White, black, yellow, brown, red. That's all the colors of the human spectrum, you see. So we just, instead of, you know, just replacing him, we keep them both. And then you get too many iterations of the same guy, and somebody's got to become something different, and it's just weird, and... Like when they had Dick Grayson be Batman. I thought that was an amazing run. I believe it was Judd Winnick that wrote most of that. I think it was fantastic. It was exactly how you handle that. I thought that... You know, that made sense because Batman was good, but of course it wasn't going to work because Bruce Wayne was never going to go away. People like Batman. Though I do think that they could do more with Batman. It's a cliche, I think, at this point now if people complain, but he is too much Batman and not enough Bruce. Like, he really is just Batman all the time with Bruce Wayne being the mask. And, you know, where Superman, I think he's just always Clark Kent in every iteration, as I say. Anyways, I know Marvel's moving, push towards diversity. Of course, it's an absurd and stupid push because, I mean, a lot of it just feels gimmicky, which is so unfortunate. Uh-oh, there's a dog up ahead. We are going to have to turn right, boys, because you do not play well with other animals, especially not when you're on a leash. Okay, they're going across the street. I mean, we'll go this way. Because doggies get leash aggression. Anyway, And when it all happens at once, it's really not good. And right now, they're getting to a point where Captain America will be a black guy. Falcon, but still a black guy. Hulk is dead, and it's going to be... They're just going to have She-Hulk. It's just going to be known as Hulk. So the Hulk's going to be a woman... Iron Man might, may or may not end up being a teenage girl. Spider-Man's gonna be a black kid. Ms. Marvel's a Muslim girl. What's the other big ones? It just seems like everywhere you turn, they're purposely trying, you know, you can conspiratorially argue, they're getting rid of the Whitey and all these things. Which is... Whatever. Some of them are fine. Again, they're just gimmicks. I know how comics work. Bruce Banner is not dead. And what's funny enough is that as much as people think they like the Hulk, as a book, the Hulk is a tough book to do. Because he's really just got a single arc, which is man always trying to be in control of himself. They have to basically drastically change the nature of the character at times. Just to keep it interesting, you know, sometimes the Hulk's in complete control, sometimes they're separate. Oh yeah, fuck, even the Hulk right now is technically an Asian boy. forgot about Amadeus Cho. And, like I said, they're all gimmicks. I think some of them won't last. I know that. Some will. And I think the ones that will last are the ones that are genuine. It is too bad because, I don't know, like, I hope that eventually maybe they become how Dick Grayson's become Nightwing. He's no longer Robin, he's Nightwing. He's been Nightwing longer than he was Robin, I think. Or, you know, maybe not, but, you know, he's just Nightwing. And he's his own hero, his own stories, everything. And it's good. He's not Robin, he's not Batman. He's still connected to it, but it works. I don't know, you know, exactly what they would do, but just create a new name for these characters. And suddenly you're going to have somebody that people love. Because, I love Kamala Khan. I love the character. I think it's very smart, very intelligent. She and Miles Morales both feel like true, like they feel like kids with powers. And I think it's been done well in Civil War when they're just like, this is fucking weird and wrong. As much as Civil War has really just been so fucking dumb. Suddenly, like, after thousands of comic years or whatever of people with the ability to see the future, this one matters. Whatever. But no, the one that's pissing me off, and I've probably talked about it before, and I don't know if it's Bendis, but, because you never know who's making the creative decision. But he's been with the company for so long, he's part of their big group of people, their cabal or whatever. Oh, as an aside, what the fuck's up with Dr. Doom? Nobody ever explained anything about that. Yes, Marvel did a very nice, neat little way of resetting things, kind of. But, I don't know, some of it's just dumb. Like, I don't really know why Daredevil's identity is secret. Nobody's explained it. Dan Slott is, at least I think he's doing something with Spider-Man and One More Day and shit like that. I think that him bringing Doc Ock back, he's had this, the whole Doc Ock Superior Spider-Man thing. That's been like his giant, giant overarching arc. Which is fine, but I just think that he's better than having just one main antagonist define his run. But maybe that's what he's, I don't know. It's really good though. When they, you know, when they focus more on class type Spider-Man stuff, I love it. I don't like jet setting. Oh, there's some wind. It's much needed, everyone. It works better. But no, the one that pisses me off is the one that, it'll be undone someday because somebody will realize it's stupid. But it was the decision to make Iron Man adopted. It's so dumb. And it's dumb as that sounds on the surface. Spoilers. Come on, guys. Stop smelling whatever you're smelling. It now turns out that his mother and father were secret spies. His dad was part of HYDRA. Well, was part of S.H.I.E.L.D. and changed over to HYDRA in theory to protect the family or whatever. And his mother was S.H.I.E.L.D., but she's really a rock star by day and S.H.I.E.L.D. agent by night. That's the fucking dumbest fucking thing I've ever fucking heard. And I read comic books with people that fly around in capes with their underwear on the outside. What the fuck? And it's so stupid. It erases everything that mattered from Tony Stark. First of all, he always looked like his fucking dad. His dad, he inherited his dad's legacy. His dad was a genius inventor. Therefore, it stands to reason that he's a genius inventor. He's shown no proclivity towards the arts or any of the other shit. Oh, they kind of made sure, that his dad, his Hydra dad or whatever, looked a little bit kind of like Tony Stark. So that explains his appearance. Oh, fuck off. And Daddy Stark just adopted the kid because the woman got pregnant and couldn't keep it. It's just fucking dumb. And I would have been okay with it if it wasn't for the fact that every fucking comic book character is a fucking orphan. Batman is an orphan. Spider-Man is an orphan. It's a very important part of their background. It defines them. Spider-Man is defined by that. Batman is defined by that. Come on, guys. Let's go. Let's move. Come on, come on, come on. But that is not at the heart of Iron Man. Iron Man's had his two big definitive traits. He didn't need another one, which is just mucking it all up. And again, with a mother who is a singing rock star, fucking dazzler by day, Maria Hill by night. That's Tony Stark's mom. Oh, fuck off. Oh, nature versus nurture. Blah, blah. No, fuck that shit. You could have had any other character be something like that. This is so stupid. And it's just adding, like I say, it's adding all these weird fucking wrinkles to his past that aren't needed. If you can't take the shit that's on the surface and make it work, then you're fucking failing. Because Tony Stark has two really great single character traits. One, he's a former slash kind of current arms dealer who was done in by his own weapons and saw the horrors of war and now designed the ultimate suit to stop the horrors of war. And then an ironic twist. He becomes everything that he's trying to stop, and he's trying to stop everything that he was. So he becomes what he was to stop what he is. You know, that's actually really neat. There's more to be done with that. Yada, yada, yada. The second is his alcoholism. The concept of the demon in the bottle, which it came about organically. It made sense. It fits with the character. Somebody like Tony Stark would inevitably be an alcoholic. He is an extremist in all respects. Everything he does in life should be to the extreme. He should have no filters, no self-control. And so him drinking a lot makes a ton of sense. It always gives him something to have to watch out for. It's easy to do relapse stories. It's a great, great character trait. You know, Peter Parker didn't do the right thing once, and he lost his father figure. And that combined with the Parker luck of always doing the right thing and it kind of biting him in the ass. You know, that defines him. Both dogs are simultaneously pissing. If there's an Olympic medal for synchronized pissing, you guys sure would get it. You M-word lovers. So the whole just Tony Stark being an orphan, that really is stupid as shit. I mean, that's really fucking dumb. Makes no sense. I mean, I don't want to say it makes no sense. I mean, I guess it makes sense in that it could be. But this comes on the heels of when they try to do some weird shit with, like, Tony. Was at one point, like, maybe he's infused with super smart brain powers by an alien or some shit like that. I mean, that was really fucking dumb, too. But I think that ended with it not being true. Oh, stop eating that. God damn it, dog. Just because there's poop somewhere doesn't mean you get to eat it. Mickey, stop. Oh, you lick your lips. Oh, roll around in that grass. Yeah, roll around in that grass. Keep your penis in your sack. Now you're rolling off the grass onto the concrete. You're ruining the flow of the show, which finally is bound a purpose. Yeah, made a rant about race-type things. That one just... And again, I love a lot of the stuff they're doing. I love the characters. So you can't just say I'm a complete, I'm a grown man. I don't want anything from my childhood to change. Except for these things here. First of all, these characters are designed for children, so they really shouldn't change too much. Just find a way to tell the same stories over and over again. That's all you're doing. You don't need to continually make everything change and be different. And if it does change, make sure it's a good one that'll stick. You know, Peter Parker marries Mary Jane, and there's something to that. That can work. Peter Parker, they get divorced. That kind of would actually make sense. I would hate it. I don't want to see it. I don't like it as a reader. I want Peter Parker to get the happy ending. But it's Peter Parker. He doesn't get the happy ending. And it would make sense that, you know, Mary Jane, you could be the nicest, greatest woman in the world. There's going to come a time when your patience is tested. Too much. These are Marvel characters are always a little more realistic in that regard. They're not, it's not, you know, DC where Superman puts on a pair of glasses and nobody can tell that the most famous and powerful human being on the planet is standing right in front of them because he has rimmed glasses on. And the greatest investigative reporter of her time definitely can't just see past glasses. But we all kind of wink and nod and ha ha ha, that's Superman. And so they're different. They're not normal. And so when, you know, if Superman and Lois Lane get together and get married, that's fine. That works. Lois Lane could be the extra special woman. But, you know, Peter Parker doesn't have to be. They can be more human. Their characters can fail. They can be fucked up. Some of them, you know, I think you have to always be careful. I hate the idea that they had Peter Parker reveal his identity. I mean, that's way back when, the original Civil War. He revealed his identity, and then they had to undo it and all that bullshit. It was, there was no need. I mean, I know what they thought it'd be shocking, and it would give the story more gravitas, but fuck you. It's like killing War Machine. Oh, big deal. You don't get to kill characters and act like I give a shit. Like, seriously, why the fuck does anyone care? Oh, they shot Bruce Banner. He's dead. For what? The 12th time in the past 20 years or something? Like, anybody believes he's going to be gone forever? I know some writers will say, they'll use the defense of, well, you know, the story's not killing him. It's how they get back. What the fuck is that? So basically, comic books treat all comic book stories are essentially the Christ story. The story's not in his dying. It's in his resurrection. Blah, blah, blah. There's a dog over there, so we're going to go over here. That's just dumb. Again, it would work for some characters. Maybe one or two here and there. That could be a great, you know, character trait. Like, a character, you know, the guy that dies and he gets a second chance type of story and that shit. But no. Everybody's dead. Wolverine's dead, in theory. Except for now they have his female claw. Yes, Wolverine's also a female. And a grandfather of himself from the future, well, from an alternative reality's future. So not only from the future, he's from a future of a planet, of a universe that doesn't exist. And now he's on this universe, and they kind of are, look, I like, actually really, really like what, I think it's Jeff Lemire's writing with Old Man Logan. I like it a lot. I think that the stories are really good. The art, and I think, really makes it. And I applaud Lemire for the way that he's constructing everything, because he's allowing the art to take over. He's not being too wordy. You know, Bendis, I think Bendis wrote a little bit of it, and I was surprised how much restraint he showed. For the most part, Brian Bendis needs to make sure that his books have 10,000 words in them. He writes David Mamet-type comic books, basically. Lemire's allowing them, and we're just watching, I get back to base. Not Jeff Lemire, somebody, I'm pretty sure it's Lemire. Oh, there's one other. Like, Marvel kind of brought in, it's not Cullen Bunn, Boone, whatever. Whatever. Anyways, I like the stories, and I love the art. And it works, it's Wolverine at the core, but, you know, the regular Wolverine's gone, and again, they made clones of him, multiple clones, and what the fuck? Was that needed? Well, we need to have, we want more diversity. Wouldn't it have been great if the original Wolverine had been a female? Maybe. Could have worked. Probably not. It's tough to write characters like Wolverine as female without it being weird. Like, Wolverine's a hard-living, drinking, fucking, you know, he just goes out and, you know, you just imagine Wolverine spent most of his life in bars, banging whatever he could, and getting in bar fights. It's not really a feminine character. And yes, there's masculine and feminine traits. And, you know, you get a female that goes out there and fucks around. You can do it in a way where she's not slutty, but it's going to be awkward. Like, it's just, something's going to be off. Instead, they have a clone with different types of claws. And Wolverine also has a son. I don't know what ever happened to Dokken. Pretty sure he's dead, but these people got Halloween stuff up already. Danger, beware of zombies. Boy, they put a lot of effort into this shit. Humpty Dumpty, I was pushed. Rest in peace, cheese and sausage. Death awaits, here lies Professor Munch. He ate his wife and divorced his lunch. Not bad. Any day above ground is a good day. Not necessarily true. What if you're in chronic pain from a pain disease? What the fuck a pain disease is? And I know, I'm just voicing regular complaints of all comics. DC is already in the midst of another reboot. Like, they started an event that is going to reboot a reboot of a reboot, I think. I'm pretty sure that's what they're going toward. They have this mysterious figure behind the scenes that's doing things, and he pulled oh yeah, Tim Drake was murdered or killed in the line of duty, but he's pulled out at the last second. And they did something with, same character was involved in Superman. He unleashed, Doomsday, or something to do with Doomsday. Now he controls Doomsday. And you can just see, it's just, oh, now, there's a doggy here. Huh. Guys, I don't know what to do. How about we go back? Let's go back this way. Come on, let's go this way. Yeah, that's a beagle. It's a beagle, guys, I know. It's like your cousin, once removed. What is a cousin once removed? I'm thinking of this joke. I can't remember the exact joke, but it's really fucking funny. This really, really gay comedian was on Stanhope's podcast, and he was talking about being molested as a kid and everything. He goes, I've a cousin twice removed from my bedroom. It's really good. Like, you come here often, and he points to his mouth. Like, that's pretty good. That's a really good joke. Way better than mine, I know. Fuck you guys. Everything I do is hyper self-aware and ends up with me saying, fuck you. Yeah, I'm a child. Fuck you. I know, boys. I know. Race relations. Yeah, that thing, that shit there. Yeah, now that I'm done with comics, let's go to something more controversial. Race relations in South Carolina. Is it South Carolina or North Carolina? I don't know. Stuff's all weird. It's some of this strikes me as very odd. I don't know if I talked about it on the last show or not. But there's a bad one. The worst example of a black guy getting shot that I could point to and go, huh, that's really fucked up. We need to investigate that one. Was when that guy who was like a counselor, a therapist, was literally shielding an autistic kid and got shot by the cop. They lived and all, thank goodness. It's like, that's like, when a cop shoots that guy, it's like, everybody went, oh, holy shit, that's really fucked up. How did that happen? But then it just disappeared. Didn't seem to be any real righteous anger over that one. Now, all these other black guys are getting shot by cops, often by black cops, and they all are just scumbags. Like, all of them have extensive histories. They have, you know, long criminal records, all this stuff. And when they get shot, people, oh, how could they shoot that guy? First of all, you realize that when the cops pull up and they see, like, a license plate, for example. They can pull up the license plate, see the owner of the car. And sometimes, if the guy is owning the car, it'll show up his criminal record. So they know in advance, okay, oh, the dog just puked up something. You know, they know in advance some things about this guy. If he's had a past history of violence with police and such. What gets me is, and I know I brought up this point with the one in Oklahoma, but if you're a racist, this isn't the type of time to shoot somebody, stuff like that. But it also applies to one in Charlotte. So that is, yeah, North Carolina. Which is, I could completely see. Now people are saying, oh, wow, the cops are lying. They planted the gun. They did this. They did that. Blah, 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 blah. Like, if you're going to do that, you don't do that with a lot of other cops around. Yeah, I hate cops because of the blue wall of silence. I hate that they won't rat one another out. That angers me, just like doctors, just like teachers, just like basically any group that's unionized. Sorry, unions, but, well, kind of public sector unions. Or people who are in positions of power that have unions or some sort of collective mentality, which for some reason doesn't exist with lawyers. We will fucking eat one another left and right. It's amazing. So, but again, even that, there's going to come a point where, you know, they're going to go, dude, you can't fucking be that blatant about it. And again, you don't just shoot somebody. For what? Why would they shoot him? I mean, setting aside that the cop that shot the guy in Charlotte was black himself, which kind of decreases the likelihood that it was racially motivated, because that's one self-hating nigga. I said with an A, it's okay. It just doesn't make any sense. Again, it would make sense if it was a one-on-one altercation. That makes sense. I can see, unconscious or even conscious racism or bias towards against black people happening, and there's a dog rolling around the grass. When, you know, a cop pulls someone over and he's the only cop out there, that makes sense that he'd maybe be a little more trigger happy. He's a little more nervous. He doesn't have backup and stuff like that. But these are, you know, when you have, like in Tulsa, if the scene requires, there's like two or three cop cars and a helicopter present, that's not exactly a normal arrest. When you have the one in Charlotte, there were multiple cop cars there. That doesn't happen normally, you know? That's just not how cops work. They're not that bored. They're not that out of donuts. Donut joke. But what really gets me is watching the video. Now, the cops have not released their version of the video. They've shown it to the family of the victim. They've not released it to the public. And people are demanding, I think the mayor shows, we need to release it, and blah, blah, blah. And I don't have an answer for you one way or the other, whether or not it should be released right away or kept back. I think that, it will be released eventually, which is all that matters is things get out eventually. And by eventually, I mean, you know, within a couple weeks or months. Not like in 20 years when there's no point. But if things can get out in a manner where if a problem shows up on the video, it can be corrected, then I'm okay with them holding it back, because right now that city is in a state of complete fucking unrest. And, if this is only going to incite more rioting and violence, and it will, because no matter what is on that tape, unless that guy has like a bazooka and a child and he's black yelling out, I love the KKK and hate Black Lives Matter, there are probably going to be people angry that you still, you know, they're still going to be angry that you shot. And then they've released cell phone video. Well, his wife took cell phone video of the incident. Sam, come here. And in the video, that video is fucking weird. Maybe I'll link to it here or not. Come here, Sam. Come here, dog. I know, I'm walking Puggles in the suburbs of Chicago, and I'm talking about race relations. Guess what? I have a lot more claim to do it than fucking Europeans. People in Britain talking about how we should treat black people is fucking hilarious. There are more gay people in England than there are blacks. Like, none of you fucking countries have a demographic makeup like we do in America. Just none of you. Well, piss off. You'd fucking shit yourself. You'd be like, oh, what the fuck? Look at that. We got one. What an anomaly. Now I'm inside. I really want to sit in front of the fan and cool off. That'll probably disrupt this. I don't know. To the moon, Alice. To the fucking moon. So we got the black guy getting shot and shit like that. But, you know, his wife is yelling, you know, don't shoot him. He's got a traumatic brain injury. Basically, this guy's nuts. He's not going to hurt you. First of all, if you want to convince me that a guy is not going to hurt me, don't yell out, he's got a mental issue. He's mentally unstable. Not helping your cause, lady. It's just not helping. And I'm sure it's true, but it ain't helping. And she's yelling out, he doesn't have a gun. He doesn't have a gun. Meanwhile, you can hear the cops in the background yelling, drop the gun. Drop the fucking gun. And they're yelling it in a way that tells me, this isn't like they're just like yelling things like, hey, we're going to shoot the Negro. We better make sure that we yell this out. Because again, if there's no gun, what the fuck? That's not going to do any good. Now I move into the basement where it's cooler. You coming? Come on, dog. I know. These things are also complex. Okay, going back to the video, this wife really didn't seem to be reacting the way that I would expect somebody to react. And yes, everybody does things differently. Everybody has different ways of coping. We talked about this with the Chael Sonnen using his infant daughter's death to stir up, I don't know, a promo. But like, her husband gets shot, and rather than be crying and weeping, she was like, he better not be dead. He ain't dead. Like, I got this on camera. Like, it seemed more like she was concerned about, like an activist as opposed to a wife. She wasn't screaming hysterically. I mean, she sounded kind of a little off, but fine. But I just, I don't know, her reaction and attitude towards it, that gave me pause. Lots of things give me pause. Just like doggies have paws, don't you, boy? You have four of them. Hey! Like, I keep saying it, and maybe this is naive and it's not the right... It's not fucking naive. I know I'm right. But they have no incentive to just kill people for no reason. It doesn't make any sense. You'd have to believe that police all over the country, from, I think, Seattle and down to Florida, up to New York, down to Arizona, every fucking four corners of this country and in between, all of them just have this issue. It's that, I mean, I understand that that works, that's what some people want to say, because they have the narrative in their head of systemic racism. So the only way for that to, because systemic racism is the only thing you can protest against. You cannot protest against an individual here and there. Because what are you going to do? I demand that there never be racism in the world. What the fuck? I demand there's never going to be murder too, but whatever. People are going to be racist. And I don't even know if this, I don't think it's necessarily fair to say that it's racism. I think it could be bias. I think it could just be due to constantly interacting with this, with a group of people, and you just get used to it. And you can just tell. I mean, again, the guy likely has a gun and a mental brain injury and a criminal record. You're gonna approach that one a little differently than if my record comes up and I go, oh, Michael Coughlin, didn't pay that one parking ticket, because I'm not fucking paying you, Chicago. Attorney, never did anything violent that people know of, never broke any laws people know of, except for that parking ticket. And I'm sitting there with my hands up and hello, officer, and, like, I'm scared to shit. That's what gets me is... So many of these videos, like, there's one that came out of New York with a bunch of fucking dumbass teenagers. One of them did something and he was getting, the cops were putting cuffs on and putting him in the car. And, like, there's like a mob of kids around these cops to the point where they had like another cop car show up and they're all like yelling at the cops. One of them tried to open the door to the cop car to let the guy out. What's he doing? Hey, and then one of these just screamed, hey, talk to me. Just fucking talk to me. Hey, say something. Tell me. And the cop's just ignoring her because there's nothing to be said. And he doesn't have an obligation to tell her anything. She ain't his fucking lawyer. He's not under subpoena. I'm taking a drink of water. A swig of water, if you will. And you look, it's just like, you guys are fucking assholes. You know, for all this talk, oh, you know, black people don't trust cops, blah, blah, blah. Like, you guys are a lot more willing, you guys. You people are way more willing to confront the cops than I am. And I'm a fucking white as hell lawyer. And if I get pulled over because of a taillight's out, I'm scared shitless. Because he's a cop. And he's got a gun. And I'm the last person that they're going to probably go out of their way to make an example of. I'm like the king of the hill here, right? I see a fucking cop is just like, oh, okay, yes, hello, officer. Yeah, no, and no matter how fucking wrong that officer might be, it's, oh, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Oh, no, I understand, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then, live to fight another day. Now, it's probably easier for me to say that because I know the system. I don't necessarily trust it. I really don't. But I have probably a little more faith in it. But it's also kind of one of those weird chicken and the egg things. Like, a lot of these people come from communities where they've always seen, oh, they got my brother and they arrested him. They're always seeing their family and friends get arrested. And they're assuming that everybody always is, I think, kind of... good, white or black, white. I think a lot of people just want to believe that their loved ones are innocent. Or that what they're doing shouldn't be an offense to be arrested for. And a lot of them they're slinging drugs and they get arrested. And I'm with them on that. Fuck that shit. Selling drugs shouldn't be a crime. Blah, blah, blah. That's a different argument. But they probably see, they see everybody they know getting arrested and harassed by cops. But at the same time, it's like, most of them probably deserved it.
Like, this isn't where cops are looking for these people specifically. Like, yeah, we're driving to the hood. Let's go fuck up that black kid. Like, damn, most of those cops are black. And I got two doggies. One's brown and one is white. But they both got black muzzles. So you're little mulattoes, aren't you? Yes, you are. You're little biracial puggles. Yes, you are.
And so their every experience has been negative, which I can appreciate. It's just still weird to me. Like, they have the balls to, like, talk like that to cops. And I'm like, are you fucking crazy? Like, oof. And that's, I say that, then again, having been in court with people, white and black, with just a shocking lack of, I think, understanding, if we're being polite, as to how the world works. Like, if you go to court, not everybody has a suit, but do you have non-jeans or at least a non-t-shirt? Every one of these people that get shot, they all have some fucking nice photo of, like, them at graduation in high school or whatever. So they all got some sort of fucking collared shirt. Put a collared shirt on at the least. The judges will understand that you are poor and you have disadvantages and all that shit. And they will not hold it against you if you don't have a suit and tie. As long as you look like you've clearly made an effort to respect the court. Judges are big on fucking respect. Judges love respect. Fuck judges. Fuck them in the ass. Fuck judges. Big time, they're fucking useless, and I don't like them, and I wish they would go, well, I can't say I wish they would go away. I wish they would make me the judge. I'm going to go searching for my passes. Not my passes. I used to have a box. It had all my lanyards and everything I ever collected from various UFCs over the years. I never really gave a shit, but I have no idea where it is. It kind of bugs me that I don't know. Because I think, like, if I ever become a real man, I would find some use for it, maybe. There's a box marked Michael Plush Bears. Yeah, people, that goes back a long ways in my life. I don't know, whatever. Can't wait to go to... I'll be in Colorado when this comes out. Woo-wee! The fucking first election will be done. Woo-wee! And I'll bet I'll be talking about that when I'm in Colorado. High off my ass. Legally using illicit drugs. Yeah, because I'm white, and of course, one of the whiter states in the country figured out how to, we want to do it. We don't got arrested for this shit. Make it legal. Yeah, whatever. It's not fucking, you know, Alabama or any place that's very socially conservative, but also very black. No. Kind of liberalish, weirdo. Like, Colorado's just kind of full of weirdos, I think. I think that's fair to say. I mean, it's not, but I'm going to say it, so fuck you. Like I said to my mother last night, I'm like, you notice I haven't had anything to drink in a month? She goes, oh, I just assumed you were. I'm like, this is what people think of me. Yeah. But maybe it's over here. There's a bucket. This is a basket with a Superman watch in it. And an Ethernet cable. Huh. Interesting. What about this one? Does this one have anything? Nope. It's just a basket inside of a basket inside of a basket. That's something. I know. Let's go digging through my shit here. Black people probably deserve it, is my point. Wait, no, that's a horrible thing to say. It's terrible. I think the poor fucking Cam Newton's getting raked over the coals for this. Just because what he said, he goes, man, I don't like this. I think it's screwed up. But he first thing he says is, I don't know enough. I don't really know what's going on. I don't know all the facts here. I don't really feel comfortable talking about it. Oh, wow, that's just... I think people, like, caught off guard, like, oh, wait. You're telling me that just because you don't know the facts, you don't have a strong opinion about what should be done? My gosh, what kind of irresponsible and logical human being are you? Weirdo. But he basically said, like, I think it's troublesome, I don't like it, something's weird. And they said, but we in the black community cannot be hypocrites because we're killing each other. And people are like, oh, you're blaming yourself, you're a self-hating black and probably like an Uncle Tom and all this shit. And it's like, what? Like, why can't it all be true? Why can't somebody just say, wow, these cops are really fucking, they're scumbags. There's a lot of fucking shitty cops out there. And then also say, but you know what, guys? The black community
is committing crimes that are disproportionately to their percentage of the population. What's up with that? And even if you control for poverty, blacks are still committing more crimes than poor whites in the same socioeconomic, well, I guess you can't say, the same economic background. Why is that? Now, it's not because blacks are inherently more violent. I don't think that's true at all. I think it's simply a cultural thing. The cultures are self-perpetuating. And so they're in these ghettoized environments, and they just keep doing what they've done before, and so on and so forth, and that's just life. I don't have any good answer. I mean, to break that kind of, that's systemic. And that's 100%, I think, of the blame, all of the blame, yes, because everything is always 100% somebody's fault, goes towards just, we've created a class of people that don't have to do anything. And this is not, I know it sounds like, oh my gosh, Mike, you sound like Donald Trump or you racist Republicans or whatever. Keep in mind that I didn't vote for Trump just because I will not vote for a gigantic, oversized Oompa Loompa. He's like, dude, you fucking started a beauty pageant that was notorious for being sleazy by beauty pageant standards. You ran a bunch of casinos and you got hit by the stone cold stunner. If I'm Hillary, I would just do that. Do you want this man to be president? He was in a pro wrestling match. What the fuck? You can't be a pro wrestler for a day even and then be president. You fucking weirdo. This is against the rules. But it's Trump. The rules do not apply to Trump. They really don't. Which I think is actually a really great thing for our electoral system. I think we need to be breaking the old patterns. It's the only real strong positive I could say in Trump's favor is he will shatter many of the rules, if you will. People in these communities, they have free housing. It's not great housing, but it's free. Free food, free daycare, everything is there. Now, it all sucks because free shit from the government isn't very good usually because it's free. You get what you pay for in life. You want a Quinjet, which isn't even real. That's how divorced from reality I am. I list fucking Avengers airplanes as being real. You want a private runway and a Maserati. That's a big fancy car, right? Hey, dog, don't fucking. Hey, Mickey, stay. You dumb shit. Move your fucking paw. No, you almost knocked my iPad over. Is it charged? It's charged enough. And again, this isn't necessarily saying that pulling yourself up by your bootstraps is the end-all, be-all, and shit like that. But I say this personally, you know. I don't like working, and I don't like not working. I'm in a weird state where if I'm not doing something, it feels fucking weird. Like, I need that. And you feel good when you accomplish something, even if it's something really dumb and boring. A lot of the work I do right now is dumb and boring and the lawyer equivalent of fucking just rote memorization, essentially. Why isn't that bone being chewed? But still, like, at least I wake up in the morning buck-ass early at 5:30 and I get home at 6. I feel like I've done something. Like, I'm kind of proud of myself a little bit. Like, at least I did something in the world. Even if that something is nothing. To me, it was something. Is there anything in here? What's in this closet? A bunch of clothes I just threw here one day. I wonder if there's any underwear. I always need more underwear. Is there anything in here? Oh, yeah, a bunch of papers I stuck in there because I didn't want to do anything on it. I guess they'll turn up someday. Never. I don't care. I got a whole bunch of them from this year alone. I think I have like 4 or 5, I don't know. I'm going to try to go to Madison Square Garden too. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull that one off. So, we didn't really accomplish anything or solve any of the problems of the world here. And, fuck, I did an hour. I thought I was going to do 20, 30 minutes. So, to wrap this all up, love Kamala Khan, love Miles Morales. Wish that, or hope that they can transition to something else besides being just figurehead. Although, I like the idea that Kamala was just like this, she loved Ms. Marvel and she always wanted a beer and now she could be her, like, that's very relatable. That's very, very relatable. I think that's great. Hate Tony Stark being an orphan. Fucking stupid. Think that the diversification of comics is good. Think that just saying, eh, let's take the popular character and just make him a woman or make him an Asian boy. Like, no. So, and Cam Newton, of all people, Cam Newton is like the level-headed voice of the world right now. And Cam Newton, like, 9 months ago, people hated Cam Newton. They didn't like him last season playing football. He was all up. He was uppity. He was uppity. Uppity, people. There's a code word. Which is weird, and I understand why it's a code word. I know, I really do. But sometimes I think it's like, well, yeah, but I don't know how to describe the actor besides actor, not, you know, that kind of, besides they're being uppity. Yeah. But there, some people are. Some people are just uppity, motherfuckers. So I don't know what's coming up next. Like I say, I said earlier when I was listing things, banana, apple, orange, grapefruit. I don't even know what a grapefruit looks like. I have no clue. If I have an image in my head of what I think a grapefruit looks like, I think it's a big melon, but that could be some other thing. I think that's a grapefruit, right? I don't know. It's like a, what's the pointy one? The pointy one. Pineapple. It's like a smooth pineapple. I don't know if that makes any sense. I think that is a grapefruit. Are grapefruits melons? I mean, are melons are fruits, right? Like watermelons are fruits, they go on patches, which is kind of weird. A lot of berries do. I don't know. What the fuck does a grapefruit grow on? It kind of, oh, I'm thinking it looks like a coconut, right? But without the hair on it. Like, this just made, like, I know I'm not alone on this. I know everything. Fucking, I see a coconut, the first thing I always think about is Donkey Kong. I don't know why, I don't know if monkeys or primates exist in areas that have coconuts, but in my world, coconuts and monkeys of all shapes and stripes and sizes go together like ham and cheese and milk and cookies and trannies and money. Just that's how it works. So that's a good way to end an episode. No clue what's going to come next other than all the other great shit on this website that's actually good. And you'll enjoy that more. So enjoy that. And god damn, this will go almost the exact same length as... Oh no, that's the one I'm doing right now. I'm like, oh, it's the same length as the other one. If it clicks forward, moron. Good fight, good night, et au revoir, mes amis. We will be back soon with something quality.
Aggressively, we all defend the role we play. Regrettably, times come to send you on your way. We've seen it all, bonfires of trust, flash floods of pain. It doesn't really matter, don't you worry, it'll all work out. No, it doesn't even matter, don't you worry, that ain't what it's all about.
We hope enjoying your stay. It's good to have you with us, even if it's just for the day.